Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
The King of Siam. Wasn't that a movie or something? The King of Siam.
Starring Yul Brynner.
I think so. Well, you know, we're giving away those Whitesnake Scorpions tickets. So the Whitesnake, they opened their tour, their farewell tour, last night in Dublin. First date out there. And yeah, they played all your favorite Whitesnake hits. Your Here I Go Again, Your Still of the Night, Your Is This Love, Your All of Your Stuff. And David Coverdale.
Did they do Victim of Love?
David. Love Ain't No Stranger.
Oh, nice.
David Coverdale, overcome by emotion afterwards, tweeting out, "Thank you, Dublin. You brought tears to an old snake's eyes." and now you got Def Leppard out there on that tour. That'll be coming up with Poison and Motley Crue and Joan Jett, right? That's starting.
Boy, if Def Leppard played with Whitesnake, we'd have our animal pairing again.
Leopard Snake, yeah. Well, Phil Collin, the guitarist from Def Leppard, is hoping for something out of Vince Neil from Motley Crue. He's hoping he'll be up to the task of it. Phil Collin of Def Leppard says he's hoping that Vince Neil will be working out during the tour.
You know, in the middle of the days, doing some CrossFit.
Yeah, he says
with the road crew.
Phil Collin said, "I can't wait till we all get out there, and hopefully Vince will be working out. We've got a trainer coming out." Yeah, they want to keep Vince in shape, so
Phil Collin is shredded.
The tour starts next month, and there'll be a T-Mobile Park on August 31st. Now, we're at the end of the tour. Will Vince Neil be able to make it to the end of the tour? And, you know, that's a legitimate concern from Phil Collin. He's like, all right, well, what do we do? Do we keep this thing rolling if we lose Motley Crue? You know, can we still...
If Vince blows his voice out for the 10th time in the last year and a half?
People are paid money to see Motley Crue with Def Leppard, Poison and Joan Jett. If it's just Def Leppard, Poison and Joan Jett, you know, the Crue fans, they're going to be a little chapped. Journey postponed the final four dates on their tour because someone in the band has COVID. And the artists selling their publishing rights lately, they've been getting crazy amounts of money for this. Bob Dylan sold his off for $300 to $400 million. Bruce Springsteen reportedly for $500 million. But there's one big gorilla, one big elephant out there right now, or one big pig, I should say, inflatable pig about ready to put theirs out there on the marketplace. Pink Floyd, Brad. Pink Floyd.
Wouldn't they have to agree, the two warring factions?
Yeah, Gilmore and Waters would have to agree, but the word is that they're ready to get that out there. And they got some of the best-selling albums in history.
Yeah.
So, you know, Pink Floyd has sold 75 million records in the U.S. alone. That's 10th most of any artist. Twice as many as Bob Dylan. So if Bob got 300 to 400 million, you know, do you think... But Bob has also written more songs that have gone to other artists and other artists have made hits out of. So, but these guys are at least in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, for sure.
Pink Floyd. If they let theirs...
Money! Yeah.
So that's the next one to go, and we could find out soon. That's the trash.